ready? I'm saying, are you ready?
You're listening to the Cornish Soccer Rappo and Deke's Friday Fix.
Welcome to the Rappo and Deke's Friday Fix podcast. It's the 5th of January 2024, our first episode of 2024, and therefore it's a Happy New Year to you, Rappo. Oh dear, he's being musical.
Bit of ABBA for you, Deeks.
ABBA, right. Yeah, lovely. Thank you for that.
Yeah, Happy New Year, mate. Do you have a good one?
Yeah, well, pretty quiet these days, to be honest. New Year's Eve is a quiet evening for me. So, and I think, it's been quiet the whole period, really, isn't it? I don't think the weather's helped that much, has it?
Nah, I think we got away with it, I think, mate, didn't we? Christmas, but New Year's been dreadful, Deeks, hasn't it? I've had a stinking cold, mate.
Oh,
but I've still got it, really. I've been handing it around as well, I have, Deeks, passing it around.
Oh, great.
I'm generous, mate, like that. So poor Rachel's up in bed, mate, with it now, a few days behind me. So, yeah, it hasn't been great, Deeks, has it? I was working, mate, as well, New Year's Eve, and so... Nice Christmas, Deeks, but New Year was, like you say, mate, it was, I think it was one to forget, really, Deeks.
Right, okay. Anyway, that's the podcast for this week.
Yeah. Yeah, Happy New Year, everyone. Thanks for listening.
Right. Well, before we go, let's touch on 2023, shall we? And highlights for the year. Did you have any football wise?
I think so. I was just going to say things. It was a bit of a sad year, I think, in many ways, mate, wasn't it? You know, as I always like things, we lost some real big characters, didn't we? And personalities of the Cornish game, really, Deeks, you know, friends of ours and, you know, over the years and, you know, young and old, really, Deeks. You know, well, not that that matters, is always a lost mate, isn't it? Whoever it is, Deeks, isn't it? But it was a funny old year, Deeks. You know, for me personally, Deeks, Jack going to work abroad, you know, for 3 years, I do miss me Southwestern League football fix, Deeks, on a Saturday. Although I have enjoyed watching Ben, mate, in the St. Piran League, some, you know, seen some really good players in that league, Deeks, and teams. So, and obviously, I think the highlight, Deeks, for me, probably Eloise, mate, with the ladies' football, really, mate, you know. Yeah. So, Deeks getting off to a brilliant start, you know, and, you know, never thought she'd actually play, although she's really sporty, Deeks, you know, never thought she'd play football. So, you know, nice to see another Rapsy scoring goals, Deeks, but I love watching that, mate. But, and obviously, Deeks being biased, mate, you know, I'm enjoying watching Falmouth go from strength to strength, you know, under Westie, mate. Brilliant seeing Tommy involved again in the dugout, you know, Wayne, keeper coach, Wayne Roberts, brilliant. Westie senior, Aidan, physio, Deeks, you know, Milk, see there. I mean, got to be honest, Deeks, that's a great dugout, isn't it? It'd probably be a pretty funny bench, that one, wouldn't it? You wouldn't mind being subbed there, mate, would you? Really? I bet that's a good crack with that bench on a Saturday or evening, but you know, loads of good people, like, you know, around that dugout. But and good, I suppose, good to see Deeks Truro holding their own at step two level, and Mosel making a good start to step four, mate, you know, after their, well, phenomenal, really, Deeks, ain't no other word, you know, their rise through the leagues from, what was it, mate, seven to four, mate, in 4 or 5 seasons. So, you know, unbelievable rise there, mate. Houston, Deeks, was a highlight, I suppose, mate, doing a cup double, you know, under Cousy. You know, great young manager there. And he, Deeks, you know, you've spoke to Cousy a lot over the years on the show, and great bloke, mate, great bloke, but, you know, fantastic manager as well. So, you know, I think Elston got their man there, mate, you know, pleased for Mass and Paul to finally get their hands on the senior cup, you know, after, what was it, 68 years, was it, Deeks? Was it 68 or something like that? You know, a lot of blood, sweat and tears, you know, they've put into the club, mate. Well, and finance, to be honest, Deeks, aren't they? So, You know, so great to see Elston doing a cup double and plenty of players, Deeks. Finally, mate, plenty of players you could mention. But I say, so I'm going to pick a player, Deeks. So I think I'd go for JBE, mate. You know, gone from step six to any mate, really. Yeah. You know, gone from step six to step three, less than three seasons, Deeks, as a player.
Yeah, so, that's true. I hadn't thought about that. Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah, so give him credit for that, Deeks. You know, love his ambition and, you know, love him as a player as well. So, yeah, lots of positives, really, Deeks, but quite a sad year too, mate. Yeah, I think, mate. What about yourself, Deeks, for sure? Highlights.
Well, yeah, you pretty much touched on all that I quickly jotted down. The only additions I would add to the Truro situation is the fact that obviously not only are they back in the National League South, but also the news that, well, came out late, didn't it, 2023, about the return. Well, yeah. I'd say that in inverted commas, definite return to playing in Truro with the new ground up at Langarth there at the top of the town, and the new ownership, you know, be interesting to see how that takes shape as the months unfold. Saltash Borough, I was going to give them a mention because, you know, they've won the St. Piran League East Premier 2 years running now, haven't they? Two seasons running. So that was worth a mention. And the biggest signing of the season, or the biggest signing of the year for me, any idea what it might be?
Go on, Deeks.
The St. Blasey minibus.
Oh, yeah, mate, yeah. Yeah, what a signing, mate. What a signing.
That had us on tender hooks, didn't it?
Yeah, it did, didn't it, mate? Yeah, I had us all stumped that one, mate, wasn't it? That's a pretty shrewd bit of business that was from Blasey Diggs, wasn't it? You know, price of coaches and all these days, I think.
Yeah, very true. So,
well done to them for that.
Yeah, we'll have to get Paul back on the podcast, perhaps there from St. Blasey, and tell us the thinking behind it. I mean, financially, well, it is financial reasons, isn't it? There's got to be, but yeah, it'd be interesting to see how it goes.
Your Cornish Soccer Podcast.
Well, it's been a quiet Christmas stroke New Year for football, hasn't it? Boxing Day, I know you weren't down it. Yeah, were you still in Scotland Boxing Day? You were, weren't you?
I was at East Kilbride for the Albion Rovers on Boxing Day, Diggs.
What was the weather like?
Freezing. Oh, mate. Luckily, Diggs, like you said down here, really, mate. I mean, I think we got away with a nice day, didn't we, on Boxing Day? Luckily. But it was dry, Diggs, but it was like 1 degree at 3 p.m. And then by the time the match finished at 5 deeps, I got in my car. It was -3, mate. Ooh. And I left my gloves in the car as well.
Oh, fatal mistake. Keep them in your coat wrapper. Yeah.
I know, mate. Massive mistake. I've learned from it, Deeks. I've learned from it. That'll never happen again, mate. Never happen.
Right. Yeah, well, down here, it was a real mild. I think it must. I can't think of a more recent, better Boxing Day for weather-wise, and it meant obviously that all the games went ahead and loads of people out watching.
I know, Diggs, the attendances were superb, mate. Well, I mean, I know you and Phil are going to probably talk about it later on, mate, but I think were there like half a dozen games that had attendances of around like 500, mate, didn't they?
That's right.
Superb, that.
And 1,845 at Bicklin Park for Falmouth against Helston.
I know, mate. What a club, Deeks, isn't it? No other club in Cornwall could do that, Deeks. You know, I know I'm a bit biased, mate, but, you know, what a club, isn't it? What other club, mate, could, you know, nearly 2,000 people, Deeks, watching a step five football match, mate, is, you know, what a club, Deeks. What a club.
Oh,
mate.
Will you stop saying that?
Proud I was when I saw that attendance, Deeks. I thought, flipping it, you know. Unbelievable, really, mate, isn't it? Mind boggling. Yeah. I mean, I remember the Penn Lynn one, Deeks, wasn't it? Was that a couple of seasons ago? That was brilliant. Yeah, I remember Jack being involved in that and thinking, I remember being up Scotland thinking, crikey, what a crap. And that was only about 13, wasn't it, Deeks? Something like that, was it? 12, 13?
Yeah, so. About 1,100, was it? 1,200? Something like that.
Yeah. That's it, mate. I got that in my head, 1,200. But yeah, I mean, blew it out the water, Deeks, didn't it? You know, what did Westy say? 600, didn't he? He's an old fibber, isn't he? He's a fibber.
Well, yeah, I mean, on the pitch, I have to say, I thought Helston were unlucky not to get something from the game, really. It was 1-0 to Falmouth, but well, it was a reverse of the league. Was it Les Phillips Cup game early in the season, was it? When actually Falmouth had more of the game but lost. This time Helston had more of the game and lost. So just the one goal. And of course, talking about signings of the season, could Oscar Massey be Falmouth's signing of the season? And Rubin, they're both scoring goals, aren't they?
I was going to say that, Diggs. I was going to say, look, you know, undoubtedly Oscar, you know, he catches the eye, doesn't he, with his style of play and all, Diggs. But, you know, got to say, mate, Ruben's effective as well, isn't he, mate? He's good at what he does. Not many better players around at doing what he does. You know, I mean, well, Ruben, mate, 4-4, Oscar, 3-3, Diggs. So, you know, you can't wish for a better start than that, Diggs, can you? To your sort of new club as a striker, your strikers, really.
No, that's right.
No better fans as well. You know, no better fans to score your goals in front of than the F Troop either, Diggs, is there? I mean, you know, what a place to be a striker, Diggs, isn't it? Form up in front of a crowd like that, mate. You know, luckily, Diggs, I can speak from experience about 170 odd times, Diggs, if you throw in the Brewery Cup as well, mate. Friendlies, you know. But it's been you know, it's pretty nice to be a striker at Falmouth Town, Deeks. And, you know, I'd love to see one of those lads, you know. I'd love to be one of those lads, I think, Deeks, you know, and do it all again, really, Deeks. You know, what a privileged position they're in, Deeks, you know. But
my one question, Mark, would be, why did Oscar Massey bother with Barnstable in between leaving Penzance? Obviously, he went up to North Devon there. Why didn't he go straight to Falmouth?
I know you said at the time, didn't you, mate? And, you know, he'll probably be thinking that now as well. I would have thought, Deeks, you know, he sort of wasted a couple of months, really, didn't he? But, and possibly a cup tie or two. Mm. I don't know. But I mean, I'm sure Oscar's thinking the same, Deeks. You know, I remember that game. When was it, mate, when Falmouth played Barnstable and I think Ruben scored, was it on Ruben's debut, was it, mate, when Falmouth won 3-1 and Oscar was on the bench for Barnstable. And I think I said then, Deeks, you know, I bet he's wishing he was in a Falmouth shirt, mate, you know, that day. And, well, it didn't take him long to put one on, did it, Deeks, in the end?
But. No. Okay. Right. We have no guests this week because of Christmas and New Year and, in fact, obviously, there wasn't that much football last week anyway. It's a funny time of the year to expect people to come on and talk to us. So no guests this week. We've got Pablo, we've got Phil, and we've got you.
Make sure you don't miss an episode of the Rappo and Deeks Friday Fix by subscribing on your favorite podcast platform. Just search for Cornish Soccer Talking Football and you've got it.
Yeah, sorry, Deeks. It was sounding pretty good till the end, wasn't it?
That's right. Right, let's start where we normally start, top of the tree, and it's National League South Step 2, Truro City. And, of course, just the one game for them over Christmas. But what a result, 1-0 at Plainmoor on Boxing Day. Can't be better than that, can it?
No, as well chuffed, mate, when I, you know, got back from East Kilbride v Albion Rovers, Deeks, and was going through the scores and I saw that one. I was, put a big old smile to me face, that one, Deeks. Truro winning at Plainmoor, mate, was some result, Deeks, really, isn't it? When you think, you know, you think sort of where the clubs were, you know, what, 5 years ago, maybe, yeah. Deeks, something like that. Yeah. I'm sure you enjoyed it as well, mate, being a, you know, Truro. Ex-Truro, well, you know, I was an ex-Truro player, but not like you, mate. You know, it's just great to see the club do well, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. And, they're on a good run at the moment. They got Dover on Saturday. Now, Dover, bottom of the table.
Yeah, good. Hell of a long trip, Deeks, isn't it? This, you know, to start the year off with. But yeah, like you say, table-wise, Deeks, is a chance for 3 points, mate, isn't it? And I was having a little study of the table last night, Deeks, and I got to be honest, mate. I was looking at Truro, mate. I think they're in a pretty false position. I think 16th, mate. I think it's a bit of a false position. You know, played 22 games, got 31 points, you know, a bit like Taunton Deeks, you know, just below him. I don't know if you've looked at a table, mate, but I mean, they're 19th Taunton, mate. I've watched them this season and thought they were a decent side, mate. You know, and they, but they've only played 21 games and they got 29 points. So I think both of them, if you look at the actual points tally per game, Deeks, that I think they're both in false positions, mate. So, you know, I'm pretty sure we've seen enough already, haven't we, mate, and in the results this season to see that Traw are going to be fine, mate. And actually, mate, you know, since the new, like you said, since the new owners have come in, Deeks, and Watts, he's sort of extended his contract, there's been a little sort of boost, I think, there, Deeks, isn't there? A little upturn in form since then, Deeks, I think. And I think it's all looking good going into 2024, isn't it, mate?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right about the well, the position. I mean, just one win, you know, could take them up a couple of places. Well, it will take them up a couple of places, you know, games in hand. If they were to make the most of their games in hand, well, they're going to be in a very comfortable position, aren't they? And the fears of relegation a few weeks ago are quickly disappearing, aren't they?
Exactly, Deeks. That's it, mate. Yeah, I think it's such a competitive league, Deeks. I think, yeah, I think we've said it before, mate, but, you know, two or three wins on the spin, mate, can totally change your, you know, you're up sort of underneath the playoffs rather than down just above the relegation, ain't you, sort of thing, you know?
So. That's right. And interesting you mentioned the points per game, because I'm actually well, believe this or not, Rappu, I'm actually working on another magazine issue. It's been ages since I did one. So I'm going to set the motion this year. There's going to be a magazine every month. So I'm trying to get one out, well, any day now sort of thing. But with it being the end of the year, I've got my points per game sort of league table for all the clubs in Cornwall, or all the teams in Cornwall, Saturday teams, that is. And who do you think might be top?
Points per game, Deeks?
Yeah.
So every team, every league in Cornwall?
Yeah, we're just counting league games, this is, but every league, every division, yeah.
Newington Titans.
Well, I'm not going to tell you. You'll need to buy it and find out, all right? So
I will, mate. I won't miss out on an issue of Cornish Soccer, Deeks. Yeah, I look forward to that, mate.
Right.
You've left the tender, Deeks.
That's right.
From the National League South through to the St. Piran League, this is the place to be.
Right, okay, let's move on to the Southern League. And, well, we mentioned Mosel, Division 1 South, of course, this season after that promotion and after a few great seasons down there at Trungle Park. But, well, it was a bit wet down there at Trungle Park New Year's Day, wasn't it?
Yeah, Deeks, yeah, there's been a bit... Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
I don't want to say anything bad towards Mosel, Deeks, because, you know, I know, well, like yourself, Deeks, I know we admire the club and what they've done. And, well, first of all, Deeks, 7 points out of nine, mate, that's a pretty good festive season, I'd say, Deeks, although you would have said the Exmouth game would be the one they definitely win, yeah. Deeks, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
But, yeah. That's football, though, mate, isn't it? I suppose bloody weird, isn't it? But yeah, going back to New Year's Day, mate, it wasn't too great, I guess, mate. The pitch looked a bit wet to me, Diggs. I can't see how it would pass fit in the morning, Diggs, can you? Really?
No, I can't.
In the first place, you know.
Yeah, it's strange. Well, I say it's a strange decision. Obviously, we weren't there. We have got Pablo Wolves Blanco back on the podcast this week. He wasn't there either, but he can at least try and fill us in a little bit with what's been happening over the last couple of weeks down there. Well, first things first, Pablo, it's Happy New Year to you.
Yep, Happy New Year to you, Deeks. Yeah, New Year, more football, I suppose. Doesn't really stop, does it?
We hope so. That's right. It depends on the weather, I think, doesn't it?
It does. I was going to say, not the best time of year to say that, but yeah. Happy New Year. Now, I had a good Christmas, had a good New Year's. Still back home here in Bristol for a bit now and then, back down to Cornwall in the next week or so.
Right. You've probably forgotten what Cornwall's like, haven't you? Been away so long.
Nah, I'm there all the time, honestly. I'm there all the time.
Right. Anyway, Mosel Football Club, a bit of a up and down Christmas, New Year period for the club. on the pitch. Well, it started the Saturday before Christmas with a great win, 4-0 at home to Westbury. And then not so good, the draw at Exmouth, Boxing Day. And then, well, a lot of people were upset about the New Year's Day game that didn't go ahead.
Yeah, yeah, no, you're right. Where do we start? I mean, I almost swing it all the way back to the 16th of December. I don't think I've been on since then. I think we beat Bemerton Heath Harlequins. That was quite a big win, 3-1 at home. And then the next weekend, like you say, beating Westbury 4-0. I've heard from both of those that it was not the best first halves, but no. Second half team really woke up and got going. I think that, yeah, 7 goals scored and none conceded in those second halves if you put them together. So massive wins. And I think I've been saying almost all season long, the way the league works, it swings up and down so easy. So, you know, you lose 2 games and you drop a bit, but we won 2 and then all of a sudden we were placed outside the playoffs, you know. I think that's a good thing in a way, because then you don't really get that disheartened, do you? You know you can bounce back quite quickly. So especially at this stage of the season, so that was good to see. And then rightly, you know, as you said, we go into Boxing Day, Exmouth away, that potential banana skin, like from what I've heard when we played Exmouth back in step 5 before I was at the club, that, you know, we've been on the end of a few tough results there, and it's a hard place to go for us. But of course, you know, you look at it, we've just won 2 games in a row. We're trying to get a win away from home, which we haven't done in a while, by the way, and that's something we've got to improve. And obviously you're playing bottom of the league in a side who haven't won many games. And of course on paper you're thinking, let's make it 3 out of 3, right? You know, let's get the 9 points on the board. And in the end, we couldn't do it. I think overall, we probably deserved the win on the day. You know, we conceded City goals, I think, really early on in the game, 4 minutes in, and then bang on the stroke of half time, like right at the end of injury time, just sort of bounced around the box and fell into our net. So really frustrating. I think after the half we played wasn't incredible, but I think we did better than we have done in previous weeks in the opening 45 minutes. And to go in 2-0 down against Exmouth, of course, is disappointing. But came out second half. I mean, Exmouth barely had a sniff. In all truth, they really just banked in, and I think all season long they've slipped from winning positions, Exmouth. So I think we felt the momentum with us. I mean, Max Hill got a goal almost immediately after the restart, and then we were just, you know, pushing on their door, trying to break down the Exmouth wall. And then I think Hayden Turner's got one about just over 10 minutes from time, and we couldn't quite get the third. You know, so one of those games. I think as a whole, you look at those three fixtures, and especially considering the fact that we hadn't won in the Southern League for a while, you would have taken 7 points out of 9. You really would have. So, look, we'll definitely take that. It's definitely an upward trajectory. I think things are starting to come together a little bit. Table showing that we're in a good place now in the league. And that's really positive. And then, of course, you swing into Tavistock on New Year's Day. And I suppose that's where all the drama's come from, really. Wasn't at the game. But, I mean, of course, for us, I think we would have seen that as a good chance to get another 3 points. Would have been 10 points out of 12. But it was one of those deeks, and I think you messaged me, didn't you, on the morning and said that you were going to head down, and then you decided not to because the weather was just that bad. And the way I understand these things is, so if we feel that there's a possibility that the match is going to be called off, we need to agree an early pitch inspection with the referee. Now, I'm almost certain that was done, and then it was given as, you know, game on, because of the fact that, I mean, the photos I got and the photos I sent you as well about, you know, 12 o'clock, for the 3 o'clock kickoff, whether the pitch looked in good condition, right? But I suppose it's one of those where you have to think, well, if the weather forecast is that bad and everyone's saying, look, this isn't going to last, then does it come to a point where, you know, almost common sense has to prevail and you say, we're just going to call it off in the, you know, preempting that almost it's going to be that bad that the pitch isn't going to be playable. But then you have a situation where you're maybe at 1:30 and 2 o'clock and you're saying, hang on a minute, you know, we could have had a game on here today and we've called it off for what? So you almost don't want to predict it to be that bad. But look, from what I've seen online, and there's been a lot online, a lot of angry Tavistock supporters. And look, I personally understand it completely. Like, if, especially on New Year's Day, yeah, you know, you're getting the train to Penzance, or even the players driving up there and whatnot, all the coaches and all the people who've taken time out of their day to go down to Malzahn, which obviously isn't an away day. And then for it to be called off, you know, 15, 20 minutes before kickoff or so, of course it's not ideal. And I understand that people are going to be angry at that. But, you know, there's also people from Malzahn who would have taken time out of their day to go there. And, you know, the fact of the matter is, you know, I'm sure everyone wanted the game on. It's not one of those.
Well, that is the thing, isn't it? Everyone wanted it on, which is why I guess they didn't call it off earlier, because the weather forecast, really, Pablo, was pretty shocking. I mean, I woke up expecting it to be called off early in the morning, to be honest. But do you know what's happening? I know you weren't there, but do you know what's happening about those people that paid to get in? I'd gather they've been given a voucher or whatever to get into the rearranged game, but surely shouldn't they get their money back?
Yeah, I'm of the opinion they should get their money back. I'm not sure they have, though. I've only read a few comments from, like, I've seen a lot on Twitter, obviously under that Twitter post we put up, and I've seen a lot of upset people. Look, I agree. I think they should just get their money back on the day, but I don't know if that's within regulations or whatnot. I'm really not sure. Mm. From what I've heard is they can get a voucher to come into next game. But look, I mean, there's some people who might not be able to make the next game. You know? It could be on a Tuesday night in April. You know, you never know. So, like, whether that's, you know, a reasonable solution and to say it's all fine, I'm not sure if it is. Of course, a lot of people also would have come down on train or spent a lot of money on fuel to get there anyway. So, it's...
Not ideal, but
And you're right, Deeks. I mean, you put, like, first thing in the morning in the chat, didn't you? You said, you know, I'm not going because, you know, the weather forecast is gonna, and it's fair enough. And I think a lot of people would have expected to, a lot of people would have been waking up and saying it's not going to be on. But then if you're told it's game on and at 2 o'clock, you know, people are warming up on the pitch, you know, you're thinking, well, why haven't I gone? Or I suppose I should be there. But then everyone's also thinking, this isn't going to last. And from some of the videos I saw out of the corners, you know, it wasn't playable in the end. And I understand frustration, but of course, you know, that people obviously are always going to get angry, and I understand it. But I don't necessarily feel that, you know, Melzel did anything out of pocket or play things, you know, other than the book. So,
All I can say to those disgruntled Tavistock fans is at least you spent a couple of hours in the beautiful Duchy of Cornwall. So, you know, they had some good part of the day anyway. So we move on. Saturday, are you going to be at the game?
Yeah.
Poulton away?
Yeah, I will be. Yep, I'll be there. Poulton Rovers away, yeah. It's quite close to, it's about a 45-minute drive from me here in Bristol, so I'll be there.
Right. So what can we expect?
3 points, I think.
There's a slight delay there. I wasn't sure. Are you convinced or what?
I'm convinced. I think the results are starting to come now. I think everyone would be expecting us to go in and grab the 3 points. But this league is bizarre. You know, we got the winning against Bemerton, where I've heard we were actually quite convincing in that second half. And then the Exmouth looks really rocky when you're playing them, and they're bottom of the league with barely a win. So, you never know, but look, I'm looking at some of Poulton's last results. They've been on the end of quite a few hammerings, actually. Their home form's certainly better than their away form, I'll say that off the bat. But, I mean, from what I heard early on in the season, when we played Poulton at Trungle, that was one of our strongest performances, won 3-0, really, really commanding in that game. And I just feel that I would have said the same at Tavistock. I think off the back of getting 7 points out of the last nine, it feels like we can kick on now. It really does. And I think we've almost got the playoffs in our sight again. And I feel that we can kick on a bit now in 2024, I do, and start racking up some serious points on the board. And we did it just heading into that, or Christmas period, if you like. And I see this game as a big chance to get 3 more points. I really do. We've got squads coming together. I feel, of course, we've got, you know, Evander in up front, who's already got himself in the score sheet and is looking dangerous, you know, and that's obviously helped us replace Jack Brevins. And I just feel the team's stronger now. We've got Josh Story in at the back, obviously, who missed the first part of the season. You know, midfield is always strong. I think Oli Chino has had a superb seasoning goal, by the way. So I think we've got strong players, and I'm actually really hopeful for 2024. I think we can make a big push. And just looking at the fact that, what is it, we went how many games without winning in the Southern League, and then all of a sudden we won two in a row and we were, you know, a win outside from getting in the playoffs again. That's really promising for me. That tells me that if we go on a run, we can really climb the table quite quickly. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the way it happens in this league, because every team, we come on every week and we say it, Deeks, like, the results are so mixed. You know, you've got one team's winning 5-0, and the next week they lose 2-1 to someone who's bottom of the league, and you just think, what's going on? So if you are one of those teams, you can consistently get points on the board, I think you're going to go right at the table. And I think, obviously, we see sides like Froome and Wimborne, who I'm still convinced are going to, you know, be up there, and Cribbs, to be fair to them, having a fantastic season too. But I'm really hopeful for this period, and I think it obviously starts with Poulton in 2024 and 3 points on the board.
Right. Can we just touch on Evander Grubb a moment, the recent signing from Bristol Manor Farm? A lot of people have said to me they're a little bit disappointed that he's not the sort of big centre-forward striker character that they would have wanted. He's very much the same build as the likes of Hayden Turner and Talon Mitchell and the Mosel player. He's a typical Mosel player. You know, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, no, that's fair. He's obviously different to Jack Brevins. Jack Brevins, you know, had a big build and was good at holding off defenders. He was and laying off and taking things on his chest. I agree with that. But it also gives us something different. You know, there's different players are there for different reasons. And he's a very quick player. He's already scored goals in this league for Bristol Manor Farm. You know, he scored on his debut for us. So I'm still hopeful for Evander. You know, I think he's young. He's hungry. He's got good pace, good technique, so I think he'll be fine. But I understand that, you know, when you've got a team of maybe slightly smaller players and more technical players, and sometimes you just want a number nine who can bully defenders and stick the ball in the back of the net off of like a scramble, you know. But he'll fit our mould, you know, I'm sure he will. And, you know, from what I've seen in the opening, I've only watched him once now, obviously, at Exmouth, but, you know, you're right, he does fit into that Mousel mould, but I'm hopeful for him. He's scored goals in this league before and he'll be fine. You know, he's got attributes that we can use that are different to strikers we've had before with his pace and whatnot, so I'm hopeful he'll score goals.
Right, well, we all are. And also, we must mention Tuesday, well, there is a fixture, isn't there, at Trungle? It's home to Bideford, but that may be a case of everyone keeping an eye on the social media and the Southern League website, isn't it, as to whether that game goes ahead or not, with the weather we're having, put it that way.
Yeah, I think so. But you never know by then, but I think obviously everyone's thinking the same thing with that one. So let's see. Let's hope, you know, what happens against Tavistock doesn't happen again. Yeah. And that it's, you know, just... It's called off in time and whatnot, especially on a Tuesday night for them. And I think we're actually going to Bideford on the Saturday after, so like just 4 days after. So if it is on, it'll be a double header. Very interesting times.
And they're doing quite well this season. They're in the playoff places at the moment, aren't they? So
they are third.
Yeah,
very good.
Be interesting to see how that goes. So that's the fixture. Well, that's results. That's the fixtures coming up. What about 2023? I can't let you go, Pablo, before we just have a very quick look back on 2023. And what are your thoughts on the highlights of you and Mousel in the past year?
Yeah, I mean, there are many highlights. Obviously, it was a special year for the club. And like to be involved with it, just like coming in when I came in September 2022, you know, I never really imagined it would get this good, to be fair. Obviously, I think the day we won the league was like definitely one of the best days like, of my life in the recent years anyway. So it was a really special day with everyone. I really, really enjoyed that. So I saw obviously the day we won the league, that 22nd of April against Wellington was a huge day. And just sort of like a culmination of everything we put into the season. So that meant a lot to me personally. And obviously it meant a lot to everyone at the club too. So obviously that's the key highlight. But I always look back, and I'll look back, you know, when I'm older too, at all the memories on the coach for the away days at Ilfracombe away and Shepton Mallet away, and, you know, the conversations with all the committee and the managers, the staff and the players, the relationships you build, and obviously going to all the grounds too and being able to do the stuff I do and, you know, speak to fans and people come up to you and say, you know, like what a good job you're doing and stuff you've never met before, and being able to report live from the grounds, and obviously now doing the stuff with BBC Radio Cornwall is great for me as well. So it, honestly, Deeks, it's been a really good year. You know, I always say how much I enjoy being around the club and doing what I do. So it's been a great year. But if I had to highlight one, of course, it would be winning the league at Trungle Park that day. Was a brilliant day all round. Like, even aside from the footballing perspective, just for everything, the feeling around it. So I'll go for that one.
Right. Okay. Yeah, it's all good for your CV. Now, we know we appreciate you're the professional media man, but be honest, Pablo. Did you get wrecked that evening?
No, I don't drink.
You don't drink?
Oh. No, so there's no chance of me getting wrecked. So, yeah, I don't drink. So.
Oh, no. Oh, that spoiled that question, didn't it?
You were hoping for an answer. No, I remember it minute for minute. You know, that's the good thing about not drinking, to be fair. You have all the moments. And
that's right.
So, yeah, it's lovely. You know, I don't need to drink. I enjoy myself, you know.
Right. Okay, well, great stuff, Pablo. Thanks for coming on the podcast. So far this season, you're bringing us a bit of Mousel. And, well, we hope for a great 2024, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely. Pleasure as always, Deeks. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks to Pablo there, putting us in the picture as to what's happening at Mousel at the moment. Port on Saturday, Bideford Tuesday. That Bideford game at home, obviously. So keep an eye on the weather, I suppose, Rappo again, isn't it? Depending on what happens, will depend on whether that game is on. But I would imagine that decision will be made quite early in the day, won't it? Seeing everyone's working.
I don't think we'll get any mistakes again, Deeks. I just hope those Tavi fans hung on, Deeks, and saw Mousel's lovely Christmas lights, mate. Okay, I'm around to come back. Make the trip worthwhile, Dick.
That's right. Okay.
You're listening to the Cornish Soccer Rappo and Deke's Friday Fix.
Right, Western League. And, well, again, you know, it was matches called off in various places on 30th of December, the Saturday before New Year. Obviously, there was just the. Well, Helston, in fact, 2-4-0, wasn't it? Helston beat Torport 4-0. Falmouth won up at Millbrook 4-0. But it was wet and miserable, Rapid. I went down to watch the Helston game, and I got there.
Yeah.
And it was absolutely horrible. And I thought, there's no way this game's going to be played. I can't see it being started. It was really blowing a gale, and the wind was, and the rain was lashing down. But it did sort of ease slightly before the start of the game. I have to give credit to both sides. You know, considering the conditions, I was surprised with the amount of football that was being played. And hands up to the referee, Nigel Darcy, for, you know, calling the game on. I could see him, you know, deciding it was not going to be a game to be played. But well done to everyone involved and the ground staff as well. You know, it was, well, come the end of the game, you could see there'd been a match there, put it that way.
Yeah, I bet, Diggs, yeah. Yeah, pretty shocked it was on, really, mate, when I looked out the window, Diggs. You know, just got back from Scotland, actually, mate, the day before, and you know, that morning, mate, I thought, crikey, because I was going to actually go and pop down to Blaisey, mate. Who were they playing?
Brixham. Blaisey, yeah.
Brixham, that's it, mate. Yeah, and I think that one got called off pretty early, didn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
So, sorry, Diggs. Bloody phone. I'll just cut them off, sorry, mate. some bloody spam caller, mate, trying to ring me, mate, with a new Vodafone, even though I'm with 3 or whatever.
Could be Rachel upstairs, yeah, saying, where's my cup of tea?
Yeah, that's true, mate. Yeah, I knew it wouldn't be, mate, because I took one up just before we come on, mate.
Ah, right.
Good
thinking. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the games that's been played. Let's look at the games coming up on Saturday. And I guess the game of the day, Rappo, or... We're going to mention them again. Game of the day, who's it going to be?
There's two for me, Dix. I think, obviously, you know, I'm obviously going to say Falmouth against Bridgewater, Dix, and I, you know, all roads lead to Bickland Park, as Sabu, mate, used to say, didn't he? Bless him. But I think Barnstable, Elston, Dix could be a bit tasty as well, Dix, couldn't it, that one?
Yeah, so we've got
You know, they had a good win, didn't they, away on the 30th, didn't they, Barnstable? Where did they win to, mate? Buckland?
I don't know. 1-0? Where did they win? Barnstable. But yes, it was Buckland. 1-0, yes.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, obviously, I was going to say both teams going into it on good form, but obviously form of the Elston, didn't they, mate? But I think if you take that game out of there, quite, you know, I think... If you look at, you know, obviously Elston bounced back with a good 4-0, Diggs, didn't they? Against Torpoint, like you say. So, yeah, I think that could be a good game as well, Diggs. Two really good games there, mate, I think, to
keep
their eyes on.
This playoff decision to have the second promoted side coming out of the Western League Premier has made it really interesting this season, hasn't it? Because last season, obviously, Mosel had to play off against the side from the Southern League Division 1 South, didn't they? Saltash, wasn't it, who were runners-up in the Western League. This season, of course, it's second to fifth, going to be involved in a playoff situation, and it really does, you know, hot up the race for the places, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, Deeks, doesn't it? If you looked at it like right now, Deeks, you know, you'd be looking at sort of Bridgewater playing Buckland, mate, wouldn't you? In form of, Bridgewater playing... Yeah, sorry, mate, yeah. Bridgewater, Buckland. Sorry, mate, I can't see. If you looked at it, I'm presuming, mate, I'm obviously presumptuous that Elston are going to win the league, Deeks, you know, but, you know, obviously Clevedon the top, aren't they, at the minute, but... Mm. But you'd be looking at, you know, two cracking games similar to the ones we got on Saturday, Deeks, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I'm trying to say, really.
Yeah. Well, you got there in the end.
Yeah. Sorry. It did take, I'm not the best at explaining myself, mate, am I? But I think these games on Saturday, Deeks, could be sort of possible pre-playoff, you know, games, if you know what I mean, Deeks. We could be looking at them again in the end of April, mate, couldn't we?
Good point. So we got Barnstable home to Helston and Falmouth home to Bridgwater, as we've just mentioned. Clevedon, now, I have to say, Rabbo, I've only seen them play once, but I was not at all impressed with them. But they seem to keep getting the results, don't they? Great result, before New Year, 1-0 win at Bridgwater. Yeah, they're now 4 points clear from Helston. So we need St Blasey to do something there on Saturday, don't we?
Yeah. So Blasey could help out their fellow Cornish clubs on Saturday. I remember you saying that, actually. Did you watch them at Tor Point?
I mean, they won, but they beat Tor Point. But I didn't think they were anything special at all, to be fair. But, you know.
I remember you saying that, mate. Yeah, I remember you. So I haven't actually seen them or anything, but yeah. I know, mate. They seem to keep churning out results, don't they?
Yeah.
Only lost one game, Diggs, out of 19. Pretty impressive sort of stuff, really, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, pretty impressive.
So we've got Clevedon home to St Blasey. The other games involving Cornish sides, Tor Point are away to Shepton Mallet. In fact, the other three are, in fact, there's most of them are away this week. Tor Point away to Shepton Mallet, Salt Ash away to Street, and Millbrook away to Oldland Abertonians. Now, that is next to bottom against bottom, but... you know, one would hope because it is a clash of the bottom sides that Millbrook might have a chance, but do they or not?
Yeah, I know. You know, we do keep writing them off, don't we? I mean, what result, Deeks, they had, you know, over, well, you know, just imagine how Macca must have been feeling.
You couldn't write it, really, could you?
No. That's what football does to you, Deeks, doesn't it? Throws up all these things, doesn't it, mate? But yeah, I mean, fair play to Millbrook for that, Deeks. And, you know, like we've been wanting him to get a win, haven't we, you know, all season, Deeks, just not against another Cornish team.
That's
really.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, that's football, mate, isn't it? So congrats to Millbrook for that. You know, they deserve that, I think, mate, don't they? All the effort they've put in, you know, and sort of, you know, just even fulfilling their fixtures, you know, getting a few hammerings and that. I mean, you know, all credit to them, mate. But yeah, why not, Deeks? You know, minus 35. I know Millbrook are like minus 90 odd, Deeks, aren't they? But, you know, 91.
Yeah.
But I mean, it doesn't augur well, mate, does it, obviously, but yeah, I think it's a chance, Deeks, isn't it? You know, it's a chance, you know. What if they can beat Salt Ash, Deeks, why can't they beat, you know, Oldland, to be honest, Deeks?
Yeah, you know? That's right. Believe, isn't it? You gotta believe.
Yeah, exactly. They're obviously capable of it, Deeks, aren't they? So have faith in yourself, lads. Come on, the bro.
Right, okay. And of course there's a couple senior cup games midweek involving Western League sides. What have we got? We got Tuesday. We got Falmouth against Blasey. That's 7:30, and slightly rearranged kickoff time for the Penzance against Liscard game. That's quarter to eight now. They're both on Tuesday, and on Wednesday, Helston the holders. We mentioned already the winners last season of the Cornwall Senior Cup. They're away to St Austell. And an all-peninsula game, Newquay home to Bodmin. Who's your four going through, Rapper?
Oh, crikey, Deeks. Right, mate. I'm going to jump off the fence. I'm going to go Falmouth, Liscard, Newquay, and Helston after extra time, Deeks.
Ooh, after extra time. Right.
Yeah.
Let's agree with you on three of them. Well, it's not controversial, but let's make it a little bit more interesting. I'm going to go for St Austell to sneak through against Helston. You've said it's going to be extra time. I think St Austell might just sneak it. They've done it, you know, done it a couple of times this season against sides above them. Why not this week?
Yeah, true, Deeks. Wouldn't surprise you, mate. You know, I wouldn't, you know, obviously know a lot of their players as well, Deeks. You know, I'm, well, good mates with a lot of their players, mate, and I know what they're capable of, Deeks. So, you know, you just make Alston. But I bet Cousy's not looking forward to this game, mate. You know,
no, that's true. Yeah.
I know. He'll only be looking at Boreham, obviously, you know, at the minute, Deeks. But as soon as that one's over, Deeks, I don't think he'll be wanting, you know, it's a bad draw, isn't it? It's an Ulster away, mate. That's a, you know, you couldn't have had a worse draw, really, could you, for any of the Western League clubs, I don't think.
No.
Really?
That's right. So that's quarterfinals of the Senior Cup midweek. So try and get those games in. Anyone listening to this? Now, St Austell, who have they got in the league on Saturday? They're away to Truro City. And, of course, St Austell were the only side, as Phil Hiscott mentions, that got in a game on, well, two games over the Christmas period. That Boxing Day result up there at Newquay 3-0. And then on the following Saturday, it was 2-1 at home to Mullion. So let's hear more about the South West Peninsula League from the man himself. It's our ever-reliable Phil Hiscox. Well, it's 2024, Phil, and it's still raining.
Absolutely, absolutely. Chucking it down every week on Thursday morning.
Nothing changes, does it?
Nothing changes. Well, the forecast suggests we're going to go from wet and mild to freezing and fog. we might have a different problem next week.
Yeah, that's right. Well, thank goodness for Boxing Day, I suppose, wouldn't it? Because that was quite a nice day. But apart from that, it's been a bit soggy.
Yeah, we got really lucky Boxing Day, didn't we? Because the following day it rained. But the 26th, it all played ball. There was a couple that added inspections, Callington and Columbton, but everybody got played. Some cracking attendances. And Boxing Day, the reason why we play Boxing Day, you know, we schedule it because there is a lot of hassle, but it worked out exactly as you wanted it to because of that.
As you said, some great attendances. Where was the best one? Do we know?
Yes, it was. There was some sort of chasing around and double checking and recounting of figures, but we came in the end with Newquay St Austell at 534 was the best.
Mm-hmm.
West Division also had 463 at Bude versus Holsworthy and 402 at Penzance versus Truro, which, considering that's Truro's reserve team, is excellent.
Mm.
So they had three really good ones. And in the East, there were two really good ones. Torridgeside Torrington had 423. And the highest in the East so far this season, Bridport versus Axminster, had 510.
Right. Did that one have a recount or something? Did I see something like that?
Some confusion. that there was queues outside the door. It was one of those where... there were some people who were saying they should have actually delayed kickoff to let people in the ground. I was there, so I don't know. But Bridport did issued an apology the following day that, you know, perhaps that they could have got people into the ground faster.
All right, it's something that doesn't happen very often, doesn't it? So that's why clubs get caught out like that.
Yeah, and somebody was saying to me on the morning about it, and I just thought, well, actually, that the if you've been to Bridport, the clubhouse where the club officials are likely to be is at one end of the ground.
Yeah.
Spectator entrance is at the other end of the ground. Would the club officials and the referees and things at that end of the ground be aware of the queues at the opposite end of the ground, even trying to get in? Would they even be aware of that issue?
No, that's right. So, oh well. But all in all, though, Boxing Day was a great day attendance-wise. What about results-wise? Was there any sort of real, local derby shocks or what?
Not really. I mean, in the East Division, they all seem to draw with each other. Local
Well, they're just being nice to each other.
I suppose so. I suppose what has happened in the West over Christmas, partly because St Austell managed to play twice, is they've closed the gap, haven't they?
Mm.
That they won at Newquay, which was a good result on Boxing Day, one where it was a potential banana skin, and they got through it. And then they followed up with a win against Mullion, whereas Liscard, you know, would have been favourites to win at Dobbles and didn't have a game, or the game on Saturday was postponed.
Yeah, St Austell, they were the only ones to play in the West on Saturday, weren't they?
You had the Camelford Bude on the Friday, but St Austell, Mullion, who played each other, and Bude, who played on the Friday, were the only ones to get two games played.
Yeah.
played once.
What was the attendance like for the Camelford game? Because you say that was a Friday game. That,
121.
Right. I must admit, I was going to go, but the weather, I thought, oh, I don't know. I didn't want to go get up there and, you know, be called off or anything like that.
Is would they have had 121 on a Saturday? Probably not.
Mm. That's a very quick look at Boxing Day and Saturday. What games did you actually attend?
Well, since we spoke, I only managed to get in five, which is dodging the weather all the time, aren't you? It's, you look out the window and you think, do I go, don't I go? Saturday before Christmas, I did get my little bonus in there, a little trip to Appledore.
What was that like?
Quite good. They've tidied the ground up. It's still basically the same ground, but you can see they've spent some time and money sort of tidying up. They were telling me they spent £26,000 tarmac in the car park.
No. Blimey.
Although, interestingly enough, and I guess it's because the pitch slopes diagonally sort of into the car park in a way, they did say it actually had improved the drainage.
Right. Well, that's good.
I suppose if the car park was the other side of the ground, it would have made it any worse. But, yeah. They beat Elmore 3-0, and they are top of their table, but University have got games in hand. So, that's all to be sorted out in the second half of the season there. But clearly they're ambitious, and University, we know, are ambitious, so they can sort it out on the pitch in half of the season. Boxing Day, I got my double in. I went to Cullumpton Bishops Lydiard in the morning. It was one of the new derbies, because obviously Bishops Lydiard is their first season in the league. Cullumpton won that fairly comfortably 3-0. Saturday afternoon, I went and watched Exeter. Actually, won a game. Exeter City won a game. Rapid, we played.
They scored, did they?
They scored a goal. They went to Wanderers 1-0. And then back on the Friday night, I went back there. Well, they didn't score a goal. and then Saturday just gone. Again, the weather scuppered up. My plan had been launched on Dog Walls, and that was off. And I went to Tynmouth against Stoke because it was fairly local and on. Very odd game. 1-1, nothing really happened, nothing exciting until stoppage time. And so the referee should have played 2 minutes of stoppage time, blown his whistle, and gone home. And everybody would have been happy at 1-1.
Oh, yeah.
In the 94th minute, he gave Stoke Gabriel a penalty.
Mm.
Timber were very happy about, which they scored from to go 2-1 up. And if that wasn't bad enough, 4 minutes later, so that's 90 plus 8 at a ground that hasn't got floodlights, so you imagine how dark he gave Timber for penalty.
Oh, no.
Which Stoke Gable weren't very happy about. The Stoke Gable keeper then saved it. The referee immediately blew the full-time whistle, but the assistant referee, well, not probably. He dropped him right in the car because he had his flag up for the keeper moving.
And oh, no.
He said, no, I've blown the full-time whistle. We're going.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Charge. I got out of the ground quick. I didn't see what was happening.
Oh, right. So,
thanks, Lino.
So Tynmouth weren't too happy, I suspect.
They weren't too impressed by that. No, I don't think any of the managers are listening and things. I can imagine you put yourself in that situation.
Oh, yeah. Crikey. Yeah. Oh, well.
It was a washout, wasn't it? It was just nowhere to go, really. I know one or two people went to Mousel, but they probably regretted.
Don't mention that. Don't mention that.
Yeah. I had been planning to go to Tiverton. At least that was called off in the morning, so I didn't have a wasted journey.
No, I know. Such a shame, isn't it? I mean, let's just very briefly talk about the Mousel thing. I know that, obviously, there's a lot of people upset about it, but occasionally it does happen, doesn't it? You get to a game and it's called off late.
Yeah, I suppose the annoying one on that one is people will say that the forecast said the rain was coming.
Yes.
That's the problem. It's difficult because, you know, leagues are under pressure to get games played, more so than ever before, because, you know, the FA now have come up with these end dates and things. But we're all aware of, you know, people playing ridiculous schedules at the end of the season to catch up on the games, and you only have to look at, you know, how the games are going to be played at Bolitho Park, and you realise that, you know, there's already scenarios there that's going to become a bit far short at the end of the season. You know, people are going to have to play, you know, consecutive nights and things, high level, and just hope the bloody pitch is payable, sort of thing. So you've got that pressure, but on the other hand, we know what the weather's like, don't we?
Yeah, that was the thing. I mean, I looked at the weather forecast and it was rain all day, basically. And I thought, you know.
Yeah. I mean, say it's not for me. Because Maswell is a good draining pitch normally.
Mm.
But you can be a good draining pitch and you still don't always get the games on, because if you get the wrong amount of rainfall at the wrong time, it doesn't matter how good your drainage is, it just sits on the top.
Yeah. I also don't like these little bits of video you'd see. And it's all very well, you know, they pinpoint one little bit of the pitch, but the rest of the pitch might be absolutely fine. But they go on there with their white trainers on as well, which makes it worse. Why are they wearing white trainers to a football game on a muddy day?
It's fashion, apparently, I guess.
Oh, right. Okay.
Your boots were black and that was it. There weren't any other colours, were there?
No. Well, it'd be Wellington boots anyway on a day like that. So.
Wellington boots would be green and your football boots would be black, and that was that.
That's right. Okay. So anyway, that's you know, the football that there has been. What are we looking like for 2024?
Well, I think we have to say, although the forecast is actually better for Friday, Saturday, the damage is going to be done for a lot of clubs, isn't it?
Mm.
And we're talking Thursday morning. We know there's more rain to come before that better forecast has even arrived. Assuming it arrives. I would have thought, this weekend is going to be very hit and miss. I would imagine... Yeah, for some, the water table is just too high already. Others with good draining might get away with it with Friday and Saturday's forecast. So we'll have to see there. The medium to long term forecast talks of a lot drier, but colder.
Hmm.
We know down here that cold can cause its own issues, can't it?
Doom and gloom.
Well, try not to. I mean, the good news is actually the forecasts don't suggest particularly huge minus temperatures to start with.
Right.
So let's be optimistic that actually next week might be okay.
Right.
Cold and bright, but not so cold as to stop it, hopefully.
Okay. And of course, there is a small matter. I've got to mention it again. The Walter C. Parson Cup third round game between Elburton and Tynmouth, that was called off again. That's going to be scheduled for Tuesday now, isn't it?
Now I'm going to stick my neck out and be optimistic and say I thought that was a bloody good call from the league director. I thought he did well there, because he postponed it on Monday and there was no chance it was going to be played on Tuesday. He took the pressure right off. There's a certain amount of goodwill. And if you take the view that Elburton's pitch probably won't recover in time for Saturday because of the weather we're having, I think there's a chance it might get played Tuesday.
Right. And the Tynmouth manager probably was a lot happier on that occasion than he was at his last match.
Absolutely. Right. In fact, it's a busy cup week next week, isn't it? Because we've got the Cornwall Senior Cup as well.
Yeah.
Four ties, three involving Peninsula League teams. So again, on Tuesday, the same night as Elbert, we've got Penzance Liscard, which has just been changed. Actually, I've had an email from Cornwall FA this morning from a 7:30 to a 7:45 kickoff, if people are going to that one.
Right. Those 15 minutes could be so vital.
Oh, absolutely. and the same night, and I've had an invite, so I might, if I can get a lift out there, Dorset Senior Cup semi-final.
They're
really advanced, although apparently the other semi-final is still waiting for somebody to play their first round game.
What?
So the other side of the draw. Bridport are playing Hanworthy Rec, which is the Wessex League Step 6 team that have done quite well in the Bars.
Right, yes.
We could have our first County Cup finalists as early as next week.
Mm-hmm. Have they benefited by Hanworthy folding, or what do you think?
I assume so. Mm. Hanworthy that folded was Southern League playing at the Dorset FA. Hanworthy Rec is the sort of town club and share the ground with the cricket club. Because they had a lot of postponements against Wells in the last round of the Vars just before Christmas. And then Wednesday, there's the other two Cornwall Senior Cup semi-finals, games at Newquay and at St Austell. And I'm hoping to get to St Austell.
Right, yes. They play Helston, don't they?
Mr. Massey's promised me a pasty. You can't remember when he promised it to me, but you know.
Right. Well, apparently the burgers are quite good there, to be honest.
Well, this is at St Austell.
Oh, yes. No, at St Austell, Jason Powell has assured me that burgers are the things to eat there. So
right, okay.
You might want to change your order.
I'll change my order then on Wednesday. Then.
Yeah. So, you know, this is our one chance to look back at 2023.
Yeah.
Highlights for you? Yeah, were there any?
Yeah, two highlights, two lowlights. Highlights, you have to go back to the teams last summer. Mousel, they became the first Cornish team that I've had at Step 7, who are now playing Southern League.
Mm-hmm.
I take great pride in the fact that, you know, these clubs go on and do better things. We'd had Tavistock and Exmouth had done the same Step 7 to Step 4 within the Peninsula League. But Mousel were the first Cornish one, and I don't think they'll be the last, but it is, you know, celebrate them. Brixham, who got promoted to the Western League in the summer, because this time last year they were still in the FA Vars and were the last Step 6 team in the FA Vars.
Yep.
So that's that. FA Cup and Vars results, you can't skip that the year without looking at what Okehampton did in cup competitions last year. They were, to say the epiphany of a cup team rather than the league team. We all saw them beat Liscard in the Watsey Parsons final. In August, they beat three Step 5 teams in 21 days.
Cool.
Brixham and Buckland both in the FA Cup and Wellington in the FA Vars. So, you know, there's some good national cup results there.
Yeah, well done to them.
Low lights. I mean, obviously the merger falling apart, it caused a lot of ill feeling and a lot of things. And yeah, if we had our time again, we'd have done things so much differently. But yeah, it's a regret, but you've got to move on. And the biggest regret for me is the people we lost during the year. And personally for me, and I know obviously for a lot of Cornish clubs, the loss of Tracy Banfield was the low light of the year for me.
Yeah. I think it's nice that the Superior League have got a cup, with her name on it.
I mean, we haven't officially announced, the board have approved, but I'm now in the process of acquiring. We will be making an annual award as well, but I'm going to do a sort of big press release when it's actually physically here.
Right.
It's on order at the moment.
Right, okay.
That will be an award for an outstanding volunteer to be presented annually.
Ah, right. That sounds good to me. Right. Well done on that. Yes, many highlights, but there are always those sad little moments. And you talk about the merger. I am surprised, Phil, that actually you were allowed into any Western League ground, to be honest.
Yeah, probably.
You don't sound too sad about that, but right.
Yeah, move on. Yeah. Move on.
Anyway, I think all that's left is to enjoy your football, Phil. Thanks for everything you've done for the podcast. This year gone, but the last 5 years, would you believe it?
Yeah.
And let's have a great second half to the season, please.
Yeah, I'm reasonably optimistic about 2024. Yeah, okay, the weather's a dampener now, but that will improve at some point. That there's, you know, league titles and cups to be won, promotions and relegations and all the rest of it. So yeah, looking forward to it.
And as you said, St Austell, you know, they're creeping up behind Liscard. They're not quite so close in the East Division, though, is it?
No, but Ivybridge did have a little chink before Christmas, didn't they? So we'll see. That's my plan. You haven't asked me where I'm going Saturday, and looking at the weather forecast, I think I might get away with it. Newton Abbott Spurs versus Ivybridge for me on Saturday.
Right, so sixth against first.
Yeah, tricky little trip there for an Ivybridge who weren't in great form before Christmas, so we'll see.
Right, well, let's hope you have a good game, and let's hope everyone else does, and thanks very much.
No problem.
You can subscribe to the Rappo and Deeks Friday Fix podcast. Search for Cornish Soccer Talking Football.
Yeah, thanks to Phil there, as usual, obviously giving us all the lowdown on what's happening in both the East and the West of the South West Peninsula League. So hopefully we do get some listeners from the East Division clubs. And what a game that was that Phil went to recently. What was it? Timoth against Stoke Gabriel, wasn't it? 2-1 to Stoke Gabriel, but two penalties in added on time. One scored, one missed.
Yeah. bit of drama there. I thought you were going to say it. Phil seen Exeter actually win a game for a minute, Deeks.
What? Yeah. Score a goal even? That's a...
Well, yeah, even that. Yeah, delighted with that, really, mate. Delighted with that. Let alone 3 points. Yeah, it sounded a bit bit of a controversial one, Deeks, didn't it? The, like you said, mate, you, when you're a ref, you don't really need a linesman being too busy like that, mate, do you?
Yeah, that's right. I bet you got out of the ground quickly. So,
I bet they did, mate. It's true what Phil said, mate. You know, touching on what Phil said, Deeks, about the FA Cup and FA Vars, mate. It has been a bit disappointing for our clubs, Deeks, hasn't it, the last couple of seasons, mate?
Ooh,
isn't it,
yeah,
really?
Yeah, that's right. That's what I'm looking forward to, you know. Well, we'll talk more about it next week, actually, but Falmouth still in the Vars, aren't they? And, you know, that's one to look forward to. But yeah, certainly Vars last season, was dismal, wasn't it? To put it bluntly, for Cornish sides.
Oh, yeah, particularly last season, Deeks, wasn't it? It was pretty miserable, wasn't it? But, yeah, it'd be great to see Town have a run, mate, wouldn't it? You know, just, I mean, obviously, for me, Deeks, but for anyone who likes Cornish football, Deeks, you know, you always want to see all our teams do well, Deeks, don't we, in national competition. So, yeah, it would be great if Town could fly the flag a few more rounds, Deeks, wouldn't it? You know, goes for no reason why they can't, Deeks, you know, with their defensive record and, you know, who's capable of scoring a few goals, especially now, mate, with the two lads up front as well, the two additions. So, you know, could be a pretty good cup side, I reckon. Town, Deeks, couldn't they? Score a goal.
Yeah, but they're cup tied for the Vars, aren't they?
Yeah, of course they are, Deeks. Of course they are.
Come on. Yeah, I thought you would have thought about that.
Oh, no. I was getting beyond myself, Deeks. But then again, mate, you know, you got Luke, mate. Luke Braben, Deeks. And, you know, you got lads there, mate.
Ollie Walker's back fit.
Ollie, yeah, what a player. What a player, mate. Ollie. Watched Ollie play, mate, since he's about 10 years old. Just gets better and better. Doesn't he? Rapid, Deeks, doesn't he? Rapid. But love to see Town have a run, mate. But, and I suppose going back to Phil, Deeks, I suppose the big disappointment of the year was the collapse of the merger, Deeks, wasn't it? But, big news, Deeks, wasn't it? Big news. But well done, in my eyes, anyway, Deeks, well done to Phil, you know, for sticking up for the league, Deeks. You know, nobody wants to be walked over, do they? So well done to Phil, mate, for sticking up for our league, mate, really.
Right. And fixtures this Saturday, then, well, actually, before that, what about the attendances of the Boxing Day games? Newquay, biggest crowd of the day. I was there. It was a good game, and I think everyone enjoyed it. So, but a couple 500s, and you know, some good numbers there from Bude. Bude against Holsworthy. I know that it was suggested that was going to be a well attended match, but it certainly was, wasn't it? And just the one goal, though. That's a bit of a shame that they couldn't have scored a few more goals for, you know, a big crowd, wouldn't it? In fact, there wasn't a lot of goals in the Peninsula West at all, was there, on Boxing Day, which bit of a disappointment.
I was thinking that, like you said, Deeks, when you get big crowds like that, you want to, like, like the Falmouth-Alston game, really, Deeks, isn't it? You've got 1,800 people there, and you've got, like, a 1-0 with a goal. You know, what was it, a tap-in, mate, in the first 5 minutes, near enough, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, that's right, a defensive error, pass back, which didn't reach the keeper, and Oscar Massey there just inside the box, between the penalty spot and the edge of the box. But, even you could have scored that one, Rapper. Not now, back in the day.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah, well, I'd like to think so, especially at the packet end, Deeks, especially at the packet end, mate. Oh, they love that one, mate. You want to see a 4-3 there, Deeks, didn't you? Something like that, didn't you, really?
Yeah, but it's a shame. It was a shame, but there we go. Yeah. It wasn't a bad game, but it just didn't have the goals. And likewise, the Peninsula on Boxing Day, what was the biggest? 3-2, Lanson at Callington was the highest scoring game of the day. 5 goals. So,
Yeah, well done to Launceston, mate. They come back as well, Dix, didn't they? Were they losing 2-1 pretty late on?
Did I read Dix? Might be wrong.
I was trying to follow it all from Scotland, Dix. I was on Twitter quite a bit, mate, you know, that evening. But, yeah, I might have got that one wrong, Dix. But just glad, you know, to see all the games go ahead, really, mate. You know, like you said, glad the weather was good, mate. And, yeah, you know, just lucky that day, I suppose, mate. The gods was looking down, Diggs, weren't they, for Boxing Day.
That's right.
Yeah.
And one result there, well, it involved the two bottom sides of the table, Sticker against St. Dennis. St. Dennis won 2-1. Yeah. Unfortunately for St. Dennis, they haven't got a game this Saturday, so they can't build on their win, can they?
That's a shame, that is, Diggs, isn't it? Like, yeah, Jack will be gutted, mate, won't he? You know, like you say, mate, he gets a positive sort of result and you can't go and sort of, yeah, you know, have a game sort of within a week or two. Like, but hopefully, mate, they'll still take that into whatever game's next, Diggs, won't they? And, you know, like you say, you know, a bit of a local derby, positive result. So, you know, things could be on the turn for St. Dennis, Diggs, can it? After bringing in a few new faces, Diggs, on and off the pitch, mate, at Boscoe and Brooks, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. And they'll be really interested, I would have thought, in one of the games this Saturday, because it's, well, Sticker against Bodmin. Now that's 16th against 15th. And, which way is that one going to go?
I know, mate. I think both teams, Diggs, will go into it thinking they got a chance. I mean, Simon certainly will, mate, when he at Bodmin, Diggs. You know, like, you know, they seem to have a few improved performances, although still not getting a lot of luck with the results. I mean, that, you know, that Boxing Day game against Weybridge, Diggs, they were really unlucky, weren't they? I think it was 0-0 with about, was it 8 minutes to go? Still 0-0. And I think Weybridge's goal was a bit offside from what I'm hearing. So, you know, that was 2 or 3 yards offside. Was it Jaffa, mate? I don't know. But apparently he was, you know, well offside, didn't get given and killed the game, really. And I think Weybridge should have had a red card before that as well. So, you know, I've heard of...
Yeah, where are you hearing this from? You're hearing it for the Bodmin side, are you?
actually, from both sides, Diggs, yeah, actually. Right. That's why that's why I'm sort of, you know, if I did hear it from just one side, I probably wouldn't say anything. But yeah, I did hear Bodmin were pretty unlucky on that day, mate. So seems like Simon's doing a good job there, mate, but still not getting much luck. So he'll probably look at this Sticker game, Diggs, and think, you know, if St. Dennis can go there and do it, you know, why can't we? So, and Sticker will be thinking the same, Diggs, wouldn't they? You know, is one of those, was it proverbial six-pointers we go on about, Diggs, isn't it? You know, game one.
And I see they're advertising for a manager for next season. So if you're interested, Rappo, get your application in.
They turned me away, I think, Diggs. Flipping that, mate. I think I'm too old. I think I'm out of the loop, Diggs. I know you've done it, Diggs. I know you've
Oh, that was years ago. It, yeah. Years ago. No. Yeah. It's hard work. It's even harder now.
Yeah, I wouldn't fancy it at all, Diggs. But, you know, I think we've probably got the easy bit. I mean, mate, coming on and talking about everyone.
That's right.
Actually having to pick a team or anything. So, yeah, I think we got the easy bit, mate. But it's a great club, Diggs, isn't it? I mean, that's a great job for someone, Diggs, isn't it, Sticker, really? I mean, I think they're a club we all admire and respect, mate, aren't they? Great ground, you know, immaculate playing surface, Diggs, you know, lovely pitch. Superb changing rooms, mate. You know, I remember when they got done, was it not long ago, Diggs, was it? A couple of years, 18 months. I mean, Ava's, you know, I saw Ava's up there, mate. He gave me a bit of a grand tour of the own changing room, mate. Absolutely, you know, lovely changing rooms. You know, I think surround sound, Diggs, you know, for the old ghetto blaster and everything. Oh, so, brilliant showers. So quite a, you know, not massive, but it's a welcoming clubhouse as well, Diggs, isn't it? So, you know, everything's there, mate, a Sticker, and a really good committed committee, Diggs, I want to say, mate. You know, so, you know, everything's there for someone to go in and, you know, just look after the football side and do a great job, really, mate, isn't it, a Sticker, I think. You know, I think we all appreciate the way they manage the club, mate, don't they? I don't think they spend beyond their means or anything, and they put a bit into the facilities as well, Diggs, don't they? So,
yeah,
you know, a lot to be you know, proud of the curve, mate. So yeah. I hope they get their magics.
Yeah, that's right. And of course, Steve Flack, who was the previous manager, he's now joined the Truro City Reserves coaching staff.
Cornish football's a revolving wheel, isn't it, Dean? It's like, no, I didn't think Flacky'd be out of it for long, mate. You know, he's a great coach, and he knows a lot about football, especially at this level, mate. You know what he don't know about the Southwestern League, mate. You know, and the players and the teams, I wouldn't have thought it was worth knowing, really, mate. So it didn't surprise me that Flacky was back in pretty quickly, really, Diggs. But just looking forward to Alfie staging for Truro.
Yeah, let's wait and see what happens there. Right.
Yeah. Okay. I'm only joking, by the way.
Yeah. Right. Now, so we touched on the bottom of the table. Sticker playing Bodmin, no game for St Dennis. But the two at the top, St Austell in second place, their way to Truro City Reserves, who we just mentioned. And Liscard are also away, bit of a local derby. They're away at Callington. Am I right in saying, Rappo, that it's really between these two sides as to where the Champions Trophy is going to end up?
Yes, but on they're both going to win 4-1 on Saturday.
Right.
But yeah.
Any idea who's going to score the goals or not?
Mind you, mate, the way my predictions have been going this season, Diggs, I wouldn't believe that. But yeah, it is, isn't it, mate? I mean, St Austell, you know, those good results over the sort of festive season, Diggs, have pulled them a little bit back in, isn't it? And, you know, makes the league table look a little bit more interesting now, mate, points-wise. I mean, obviously, Liscard still big favourites, Diggs, aren't they? But, you know, only a 3-point gap and the score of, you know, only played a game less. So it looks a little bit more, you know, sort of appealing, mate, doesn't it? Where a few weeks ago, mate, it looked sort of list scores for the world, Diggs, didn't it? You know, big gap and, you know, put game in hand or whatever. But yeah, does look a decent table, mate.
And they play each other at the end of the month.
Yeah, well, that'll be interesting, mate. If, you know, he's at St Austell as well, Deeks, isn't it? I mean, yeah, I noticed Liscard got, about 5 away games in a row now, mate.
Yeah, so, he should have, yeah, if the fixtures get played. But does home and away, does home advantage mean much at this level or not?
I think it does with the top sides, Deeks, doesn't it? Probably not, you know, if Liscard are playing Sticker, you know, or St Austell were playing Launceston Deeks. I don't think it does, mate, you know, but I think, I think the tops, you know, I think St Austell would definitely want to play this one at Polterra. Although we watched the game at Luxport, Deeks, and it was a cracker, wasn't it, mate?
Yeah, to be fair.
So, you know, there was no sort of, you know, I think both teams gave each other a lot of respect that day, and they give each other no respect, if you like, mate, you know, at the same time, didn't they? Because it was both of them went for the win, made it a cracking open game of football, didn't it, Deeks, really? So, you know, hopefully get another one of them, Deeks, at the end of the month. It'll be well worth watching, mate, won't it? On the 27th, is it, Deeks?
Yeah, that's right. So, both away this Saturday. Wendron in third place, they're also away. They're up there at Holsworthy, which now that's going to be a testing game as well, isn't it? Holsworthy, they don't score many goals. They don't concede many either. But and Wendron, we're a bit concerned about their recent results, aren't we, really?
Yeah, I mean, you know, a few people saying the bubble's burst and all, mate, but you know, there's a lot of people that like to be Wendron Deeks, isn't there? You know, what they've done in the last, I mean, you know, I can't speak highly enough of them myself, Deeks, you know, like you. You know, what Pete and everyone at the club's done and, you know, the job Mike's doing and, you know, Josh and Scoffy there, Rob's there now as well, mate. You know, they got good people around. You know, obviously lost a couple of players, Deeks, which ain't, you know, not great, but knowing Wendron, they'll find, you know, players to come in and, you know, hopefully fit into the side. That you just can't knock what they've done, Deeks. You'd never write Wendron off, Deeks, would you? I don't think, because of what they've achieved the last three seasons. You know, what a fantastic club, Deeks. But, you know, I think everyone admires them, mate. But I suppose, you know, if you look at the results just recently, Deeks, I suppose you could say, you know, that gone off the boil a little bit, mate. You know, obviously losing 3-0 at Mullion, Boxing Day would have been a big blow, mate, wouldn't it? I would have thought. And then what was the game before that, Deeks? Was it 1-0 at Callington? So, you know, to go 180 minutes without a goal as well, Deeks, when you think Wendron earlier in the season, Deeks, went to St Austell and won 5-1, didn't they?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So, yeah, a bit of a turnaround. I think, well, four defeats in a row, who would say that for Wendron, Deeks? You know, well, five if you count that Bridport game, Deeks, in the cup, isn't it? You know, Bridport away 3-1, Liscard at home 6-0, Weybridge at home 2-1, and then the two games we mentioned, and Callington and Mullion. So, you know, who would have said that, Deeks? Wendron losing five games in a row. You know, it's funny old game, mate, isn't it? We haven't said that for a while,
Deeks. Yeah, I know, that's right. And I'm just looking at the recent form table online here, and well, you've got Bodmin. This is the last six games that they've counted. Bodmin, they're bottom with no points from their last six games, league games. St Dennis next to bottom, which we're not particularly surprised about. And then Wendron, they're down there in 15th place. You know, if you're looking at the last six games, just the one win and one draw out of those six league games, according to this. So it's going to be interesting, that game. Another interesting game, I reckon, is going to be up there at Bedeev Park, Weybridge against Bude.
Yeah, they've had a few interesting sort of, it's become a bit of a, what can I say, Deeks? Like, well, I was actually there, mate, when that sort of first game where it all kicked off, you know, the Weybridge Bude game. I actually watched that one, mate, and it was, you know, it was pretty bad, mate, you know, that day, really. But yeah, and I think, you know, Bude, they got, you know, they got a bit of a bad sort of reputation, you know, like last season, I think, Deeks, didn't they? I think, first of all, mate, they sort of shocked everyone, didn't they, how well they did, which I don't think probably didn't please a lot of clubs, you know, because they were doing really well. And the way they did it, you know, I don't think the clubs, you know, but you got to say, Deeks, you know, like, I watched Bude about four or five times, I see, and, you know, there's only a couple of games I thought they might have been a little bit out of order towards the officials, and a bit too much noise coming from the dugouts, a little bit, mate, maybe, if you're going to be critical, but that's football, mate. I've heard a lot worse, flipping it, mate, you know, but you know, it's just the way the players were getting around the ref, but I think a lot of people would, you know, maybe a bit sort of, I don't know, mate, a bit bitter, you know, the way you know, because Bude obviously beat a lot of established South Western League teams last season, Deeks, didn't they? I think they ruffled a few feathers, Deeks, wouldn't it?
That's probably the best way to say it. Yeah, that's right. So
But now I've got respect for them. I mean, you know, got their floodlights up, Deeks, didn't they? They're improving things at Broadclose, is it, Deeks? Broadclose, Bude, yeah, Broadclose.
Yeah,
so... Yeah, you know, got to say well done to Bude, really, Deeks. I mean, maybe not doing quite as well. You know, I think maybe the teams know about them a bit more this season, Deeks. I think they definitely caught a lot of teams by surprise, Deeks, didn't they, last season? But, yeah, but I don't think there'll be, you know, I don't think there'll be too many fickle hearts, Deeks, in that Weybridge Bude game, like you say, on Saturday, Deeks. I think it's got a bit of a, you know, bit of a sort of reputation now, Deeks, between the two clubs, mate, for a game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So that's Weybridge against Bude. The other games we haven't mentioned, Newquay home to Lanson, Mullion home to Dobwalls, and Penzance home to Camelford. All good. They look all good, entertaining games, don't they, on Saturday? I think no real top of the table clashes, but some good matches looking there, and all different kickoff times. Starts at 2 o'clock, Truro City against St Austell. You got Holsworthy, Newquay and Weybridge. They're all quarter past two, and then you've got the rest at 3 o'clock. So make sure whatever game you're going to in the Peninsula West, you know what time their kickoff is, and you can find that out by looking at the best places, the full-time FA website. All the stats are on there. So if in doubt, no. What is it we say? If in doubt, check it out.
That's it, Deeks. That was you, mate, wasn't it? That's your baby, mate, that was.
If in doubt, check it out. Yeah, right.
Exactly, yeah. Okay. I think that it definitely applies for January, Deeks, doesn't it? Down here, mate.
Yeah, that's right. Now then, just before we let Rappo loose on the St. Piran League, it's a quick just run through of the fixtures for the women's football this coming Sunday. Nothing like a full fixture list. There are games in the Southwest Regional Women's Football League, both in the Premier Division and the Western Division, involving our Cornish clubs. And in the Premier Division, Liscard Athletic are home to Forest Green Rovers, and Pucklechurch Sports, they host the visit of AFC St Austell. They're both 2 o'clock kickoffs. In the Western Division, it's an all Cornish affair. Sticker plays Saltash United, and that's 2 o'clock kickoff as well. And then in the Cornwall Women's Football League Division 2, three games: FXSU versus Lanner, Redruth United against Wendron, and St Agnes Reserves home to Callington Town.
From the National League South through to the St Piran League, this is the place to be.
Okay, so St Piran League. Now, a scattering of matches over the last, since we last spoke on the podcast. Not every side was fixtured anyway, and obviously, like everywhere else, they got their Boxing Day games in. Most of them did. Even then, not everyone, but not so much last Saturday, was it? So I don't know what you've got to tell us, Rapper.
Yeah, I've just sort of, thought I'd cover last Saturday, really, Deeks. You know, obviously, Boxing Day and that seems a long time ago, doesn't it, mate? I'm sure, people don't hear me droning on about things. So, episode 225 today, Deeks, by the way, mate, for anyone.
Right.
Yeah, episode 225. I've just written above me some Piran League roundup, Deeks, I just noticed. But there was a bit of football, Deeks, not too much to talk about over the last weekend, mate, but a lot of games cancelled, obviously, Deeks, with all that wet stuff falling out the sky. And like you said, Deeks, a lot of people want fixtures for games this time of the year, probably sensibly, with the size of the leagues and stuff. But there was a big match at Bickman Park, Deeks, where fourth played second in the St Piran League West Premier Division, Deeks. And it was actually the fourth place team that beat the second place team, Deeks. Falmouth Town Reserves beat Mousel 3-1. Two goals from Charlie Edney, mate, and sub Jack Davies getting the other, mate. So, and that saw them leapfrog their visitors in the league table as well, Deeks, at the same time. So it was a pretty good day for town, mate. I think the pitch was a bit wrecked, the Bickland, Deeks, from what I've heard.
Yeah.
But worth playing, from a form of town reserves perspective, Deeks. Well done to me old mate Johnny Parrow, doing a good job there, mate, with those youngsters. And Logan, Deeks, there, they're always up around the top, aren't they, Logan, Deeks, and they occupy second place again, mate, in the table now, after an 8-2 drubbing, Deeks, I think we could call it, of St Agnes, mate. Oxland Port, even Tresidder getting a hat trick there, mate. In Division 1 East, Weybridge Reserves. Well, there's a thriller actually here, Deeks, in Division 1 East. Weybridge Reserves, they took a 3-1 lead at Lou, Deeks. I don't know if you've seen that one, mate, only to lose it in the 93rd minute.
Oh, dear.
4-3. Yeah. 4-3, Lou. Well done to Lou for sort of, went 3-1 down with about 15 to go, I think, Deeks, and managed to turn it around. Pretty, 3 minutes into injury time to win 4-3. Josh Byrne had a brace, Deeks, Solomon Phillips, and Philippos Kombostiosis, Deeks.
A name we recognise there, isn't it?
That's it, Deeks, yeah, Philippos, mate. He's playing for Lou these days. I think he was at Saltash Reserves, I think, last time, was he? Last season?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
So Philippos still scoring goals, mate. Philippos Kombostiosis.
Are you trying to find out how many times you can say it before you annoy me or what?
Division 2 East, well, St Dennis Reserves, Deeks, they were pretty unlucky, mate, in Division 2 East, Deeks. So they had two goals chucked off for offside, mate, in that game before going down 1-0 at St Mimma Reserve. So you could say they was pretty unlucky there, mate. Oliver Bate with the only goal there, mate. No relation to Norman, mate, or anything. No, or Psycho. Stuart Pearce, mate. Oliver Bate. Nah, sorry, mate. Calstock, they had a good 3-1 win at St Mirren, Deeks, in Division 2. Not a lot around, Deeks, like you said, mate. I mean, to be honest, mate, it was West Division 2 that, you know, we had the most games, mate. We were treated to four games in that division, Deeks, last week.
Right.
Yeah, Division 2 West, mate, yeah. Constantine, the only home winners as well, mate. 2-0 against Frogwell, Ben Bassett and Mason Taylor with the goals there, mate, for the Tyne. There was no fog there either, mate. No fog on the Tyne. Sorry, mate. The best of the three away wins, Deeks, was Mornin Reserves 5-1 victory at Newlyn Non-Athletico, Deeks. Not the easiest place to go and get a 5-1, that. So great result for Mornin. Jack Froud, Callum Thompson, Seb Hennessy, Luke Wart, Deeks, and sub Harry Rogers for Mornin Reserves, Deeks. Redruth United Reserves, mate, they had a good 3-1 win at Penlee Park, mate, at the famous Penlee Park versus hosts Penzance Reserves, mate. Matt Collins, Zach Hurd, and Jacob Williams, mate, all scoring in that victory, mate. They want to be in good form going into this weekend, Deeks. I'll tell you about that one in a minute, Deeks. They got a big one this weekend. But and Falmouth United, Deeks, they won a tight match at Stithians Showground, 2-1 against Stithians, mate. For Hayden Webber in the 20th minute and sub Charlie Ingle after 61 minutes, Deeks. For Falmouth United. Mm-hmm. Nearly there, Deeks. Division 3 East, mate, saw Bude Reserves thrash St Dominic Reserves 5-0 in the only game in the division, Deeks. They got a few scorers, mate, Bude Reserves, a few regular scorers, mate, names you might recognise, mate. Louis Steege, Jago Twightman, Harrison Swatton, and sub Ben Bryant with a brace, mate. Sub Ben Bryant. Hold on, mate. Try reading that. Sub Ben Bryant with a brace off the bench. Brilliant. Ben Bryant with a brilliant brace off the bench, mate.
Right.
Yeah, mate, I didn't realise I put all the bees in there, mate. But yeah, I was struggling with that. Division 4 East, mate, they managed to get one game on as well, Deeks. And that was where third place Delabole scored 2 second half goals to beat Los Willio Reserves, mate. Ben French and yet another goal scoring sub, Deeks, Jezra McKenzie, mate. They had a goal apiece. And that's it, Deeks, really. No games in Division 3 or 4 West, mate, to talk about. So that was about it, Deeks, from the St Piran League last week, mate. But if anyone fancies a bit of January midweek St Piran League football, Deeks, I know there's senior cup ties, isn't there, next midweek. So, you know, but if not everybody fancies a senior cup tie, Deeks, St Piran League, there's a couple of nice little games, mate, next midweek. Tuesday, you've got Helston Reserves v Porthleven at Calloway Park and a nice little local derby there, Deeks. And on Wednesday at Hale's impressive Trevassic Park, Deeks, they host Mullion Reserves. And they're both 7:30 kickoffs, mate.
Right.
They are, Deeks.
One of those is a cup tie, isn't it? I think.
Oh, is it, Deeks? Sorry, mate. I didn't even look at that. I've got to be honest. I just took it. They were both sort of West because they're both games. In the wet boots. Mm-hmm. Yeah, lazy that was, Dix. I didn't even consider them to be anything other than league games, mate. But I'll just check, mate. Sorry. Oh yeah, you're right, Dix. Yeah, the AL game's a league game, mate, and the Alston one's a cup game, Dix. So
makes it even more interesting. Local derby, and it's a cup and a cap tie.
Yeah.
What more can you want?
I know, mate. Yeah, a thriller. Tracy Banfield Cup. So, yeah, Callaway Park, mate. 7:30. The place to be, mate, for a bit of some Perrins League football, Dix. But I picked three games this week, Dix. There's some good games, mate. I mean, a bit of an East v West Cornwall Intermediate Cup side, Dix, but the Waterways, Dix, yeah, on Saturday. Saltash United Reserves v St Day with a 2 p.m. kick. That could be interesting, Dix, couldn't it? Those two teams,
yeah.
I think. Yeah, that one. Well, I'm building it up, Dix, to the last. It's in second place, Dix. I've gone for Premier West, Dix. So, well, local to you, really, mate, this one. Premier West Division, Oxland Park, mate. Luggan versus Falmouth Town Reserves, mate. Ooh. Second v third.
Yeah.
Second v third, Dix, yeah, at Oxland Park. So, you know, 2:30 kickoff there, Dix. That could be a good one as well. But I've saved the best for last, Dix. And, well, it's not a nice little local derby. It's at Colliger Croft, Dix. It's in Division 2 West, and it's the Battle of Boscawen, Dix. It's the Battle of Boscawen, yeah. It's Redruth United Reserves against New Inn Titans, Dix, which is actually, if you look at the league table, it's fourth feet top. But it's a lot more than that, Dix, this game, because it is when they say the battle of a scoring, Dix, it usually is a bit of a battle, this one, mate. There's no love lost in this game, mate. And there's another little twist to it, this game, Dix, as well, because you've got the two managers of both sides, mate. You've got Sean Isaacs, manager of New Inn Titans, and James Isaacs, manager of United Reserves, who are cousins, Sean and James. But, mate, Sean's just signed two of James's sons to play for New Inn Titans.
What?
Yeah. I know, mate. It's a proper family affair, this one, mate. Dylan and Liam, mate, Isaacs, have just signed four New Inn Titans, mate. So they've left their dad and gone to sign for New Inn Titans, mate. So it could be even feistier than it was last time, mate. I think it ended up 4-2 to New Inn Titans last time, Dix, which is no surprise to anyone because we know how good the Titans are on their own pitch especially. But I think if anyone wants to see a pretty entertaining game, I haven't even looked to see who the ref is, mate. I usually do that, Dix, don't I? I just don't want to put any pressure on him, mate, really, because, you know, it's going to be a... Let's have a look, Dix. What a referee. I reckon that's done on purpose,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah.
Don't you think that, you know, Steve Annis, mate, that's one of the county's most experienced referees, Dix. Yeah. Top level ref. So yeah, I think that's gotta be I think the fixture people have looked at this one, Dix, haven't they, and thought we better get a decent ref to Colliger for Saturday. So, but I think I've built it up enough, Dix. Yeah. You know, it might be a nice friendly game. You know, it might be a nice friendly game with all those, you know, family people there. Like, but I think it could be a cracker, Dix. So anyone, you know, anyone floating and can't think of what game to go to on Saturday, go to Colliger Croft, Dix. Top referee there, Dix, and go and watch the Battle of Boscawen, Dix, on Saturday.
Right, the Battle of Boscawen. Okay. We'll look out for that result with, well, much interest. And, it will need delving into a bit closer to see whether there's been any cards. Do you think there will be many cards or not?
Yeah, I do, Dix. I think Steve's going to short him a couple of pencils up Friday night, mate, I think, for that one.
Right.
I think he, but I might be wrong, Dix. You know, two good teams, actually, Dix. Watched them think I've watched them both twice this season, mate. But yeah, they're two very good teams, actually, mate. So there were, you know, it's not just a big old battle, mate. You know, I think there will be some good football played, mate. And I think anyone going to watch it probably see a few good goals as well, Dix. And I think, you know, obviously you've got a fancy New England Titans, mate, you know, in any game, haven't you? You know, they're just flying up through the leagues, aren't they? But yeah, but I think we're going to give them a cracking game, Dix. They're a good footballing team.
Yeah, truth, and as you said, fourth in the table, so they're no fools, are they?
No, they're not, mate. No, they're not. I think it'll be a good game, Dix. So, yeah, anyone wanting something a bit different, mate, I think you'll certainly get it at Collage Deep on Saturday.
I can hear you saying that, but I can tell you've got a smile on your face.
Well, you know, there's some tough old lads in both teams, Deke. So just, you know, the other day, you know, watching New England Titans, mate, they coming out of the dressing room, mate, you know, half the team had a fag hanging out their mouth, mate. You know, it's proper grassroots football thing. So I think, Ralph, mate, you had Ralph Pascorn, didn't you?
Yeah.
New England Titans, yeah, legend, mate, the other week on the show, mate. And even he said, mate, I was speaking to Ralph the other day, and he said one game they was having the pre-match team talk and they let the fire alarms off because they was all smoking in there. they all had to get out of the changing room, Steve. So, in fact, proper grassroots football, Diggs. But yeah, good football though, mate. You know, lot better than you would probably think, mate, to be honest. So some good players there, mate, in both teams, Steve. So be a good one, mate.
Okay.
Be a good one.
So that's your game to for anyone who's you know, got a couple hours spare to go along and have a watch and see what happens. And a lot of interesting things at stake there, by the sounds of it. So well done on digging that one out. Right.
Yeah, thanks.
And staying in the Superior League, actually, I've top of my games to take in this Saturday at the moment. Obviously, a lot of it depends on the weather, but I'm actually penciled in Hale against St Dominic, and that's another cup tie, Tracy Banfield Cup. That's my game for Saturday, I think, 2 o'clock kickoff. So East against West against East, which is always quite interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, I like them games, Deeks, don't you? I always like to, I mean, obviously, you know, St Dominic, you know, the season they're having, mate, you put them favourites. But Hale are one of them teams, Deeks, aren't they? They can upset you, can't they, on any given day. They're good enough to do that, aren't they? So, yeah, be a good test for St Dom, mate. But, you know, those lads are going to turn up and see Trevasic Park's pitch, Deeks, aren't they? And they're going to love that, aren't they? You know, they're going to...
It's funny you should say that, because I'm just looking at Hale's league table and the detail of home and away, and they've played 12 league games, and at home they've played 8 and lost 4, so not a particularly good home record. Away they've won all 4, so obviously they prefer playing away from Trevasic.
Yeah, but, probably did. I think is everyone else likes playing there, Dix, isn't it?
They raise their game. That's right. So
yeah. Any good footballing side's going to love that, mate. Probably suits St Dom, mate, wouldn't it? Actually,
yeah. So that's a 2 o'clock kickoff there in the Tracy Banfield Cup quarter final, I think it is. So a lot to play for.
Yeah, nice one, mate. Enjoy it, Dix. Enjoy it. And it'll be all novel, mate, wouldn't you?
Well,
many games called off at Hale, so.
Yeah, that's true. That's another good point, which I hadn't thought of. But it was interesting over the last couple of weeks. We did see, was it last Saturday? We saw games called off at Sticker and Wendron, and they are normally two of the places we would expect the game to be played, isn't it? So it must have been bad.
Exactly, yeah. You know, if a game's off at either of them places, mate, that not many others are going to be on, aren't you? That's true. That's true, mate.
Okay, so I'm assuming you're taking in, what is it, which division is it in the St Piran League you're taking in? Saturday?
Yeah, Division 2 West, Deeks. Yeah, Perranwell against the Luggan, Deeks. I mean, be a tough old game for Perranwell, Deeks. You know, keep saying that this season, really. But
they got to start getting some points. No, how can you say that?
I know. I'm fed up saying it, really, mate. Although they did win their last game, Diggs, when I was in Scotland, away. They did beat Constantine, mate. So perhaps I should stay away, Diggs, really.
Yeah, was that? That was a cup game, though, was it?
Yeah, that's the trouble, Diggs. It was a cup game.
Oh.
But they're a bit of a cup side, actually, Diggs. They're doing well in the cups. I mean, they're actually still in the Cornwall Junior Cup, mate. Although, you know, they got a pretty tough away game at Bude Reserves, Diggs, in the next day. They're flying, aren't they, Diggs? We just spoke about them, haven't we, actually? So that'll be a hell of a tough game up there for them. But yeah, they're more of a cup team, Diggs. They seem to be raising it for the cups. So they need to do that in the league a bit as well, Diggs, don't they? Like you said, mate, they need to start getting a few points on the board.
That's right.
The table's looking great, isn't it?
The only good thing going for them is that there's two other sides that are struggling as well, isn't it? So it's a fight out of those three sides, St Berrien, Parramwell and St Day, as to who ends up in the bottom two, I would say, isn't it?
Yeah, I think you're right there, Diggs. Yeah, one of them's going to avoid relegation and the other two are going to go, aren't they, mate, I think?
Yeah.
Yeah, by the look of it. Yeah. Yeah, next to bottom against next to top, Diggs, on Saturday. So, it'd be a tough old day for them, mate, wouldn't it?
That's it. No guests this week, so obviously it's not taken so long. We'll be back to normal next week. We'll be hunting out some new names to get on the podcast. All right, Rapper?
Yeah, nice one, Dix. Some new debutants for 2024, Dix. Yeah. Nice one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you set yourself any New Year's resolutions or not?
I think Rach has got a few for me, Deeks. I think I've got to empty the dishwater every day instead of every other day. I've got to be more prompt with the recycling and bins, Deeks. Yeah.
Right. Well, there you go. Yeah. You better go off and prepare yourself for all those sort of things. So, I'd forgotten all about those sort of things. New Year.
Yeah.
It just comes and it's just a normal day. But
it is,
yeah. So. Am I right in thinking that if Rachel's up in bed not feeling too good, that you've actually got away with that emptying a dishwasher every day already or not?
What I've done is, Deeks, I've just, like, so she could hear it, I've just pulled the tray out a couple of times and cracked a few cups into each other so she thinks I'm doing it, mate. But actually, the sink's full in it, mate. Nah. I feel a bit guilty about giving her my cold, Deeks. So I have been taking her tea and toast, mate, to be fair.
Checking
she's all right.
Good man. Right, okay. Yeah, and that's the other thing. I'm just thinking everyone who is taking in a game over the next few months, it's that time of the year when you wrap up and you take your gloves, Rapper, don't you?
Yeah, I will be, Deeks. They're in my coat pocket forever now, Deeks, they are, mate.
Yeah.
I can't believe that. I thought I had it all sorted, mate, with my man bag. You know, my man bag, I take the football, Deeks.
Yeah,
I thought I had everything in there, mate. Couldn't believe it when I put my hand in there and there was no gloves, mate. -3 it was, second half. The hands were blue, Deeks. They were blue. Lesson learned, mate.
I bet you were glad to be able to jump into the car and turn the heater on, weren't you?
Oh, it was lovely, mate. It was a proper thawing out, it was, Deeks. It's proper. Yeah, I had it full blast. Because at East Kilbride, Deeks, you've got to walk down the road a bit because it's not the biggest car park at the ground. And then you park at the zoo and it's about sort of half a mile walk, Deeks. So, yeah, I had that finish the game, Deeks, and it was that half a mile walk back as well. It was like you say, mate, so glad to get in the car. And I just sat there for 10 minutes, mate, with the heater on, thawing out.
Weekend or whenever. Let's hope the next few weekends are going to be good for us and there's lots of football to be watched and talked about and that this wet weather goes away. But for the moment it's got to be congratulations to the ground staff, I suppose, for any game that is played, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely, Deeks. Yeah, you've got to say, I mean, crikey, I'm looking out the window now, Deeks. It's horrendous, mate. The wind, you know, the trees bent over, mate, at the bottom of the patio. The rain's banking off. You know, it's horrible, mate, isn't it? It's just, yeah. If any games are on, Deeks, you just got to give the grounds people a massive pat on the back, Deeks, haven't you? Hmm. Really.
Yeah, like you say,
what a great job, really, they do.
Right.
What a great job.
Okay, well, on that gloomy note, I'm going to go. Thanks to everyone that's been on the podcast in 2023, and may there be many more in 2024.
Yeah, look forward to it, Deeks. You know, thanks for everything you do, mate, every year for Cornish football, mate, you know, particularly 2023. And enjoy ale on Saturday, Deeks, and hope everyone, you know, hope you can get to see a game. And if you do, like you said, mate, wrap up warm and enjoy it, mate.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show.
Cornish Soccer Podcast.